With so many advancements in the tech field, it's hard to keep up to date.
But we're here to help you understand the future of technology.
Welcome back to the Daily Tech Discussion.
My name is Chloe.
And my name's Jasmine.
And in today's session, we'll be exploring the world of Ray Bradbury's dystopian novel, Fahrenheit 451.
Although the novel was written and published in 1951, we can still learn a lot from what it has to say about technology and our society.
Would you say that recent technological advancements have impacted our lives in any way?
I'm not sure if impact is the right word, but my family recently installed a home theater with a huge screen, and my dad hasn't left the basement for the past 2 days.
A huge screen?
Yeah, there are these projector screens that you can paint onto an empty wall.
It sounds similar to the parlor walls in Fahrenheit 451. They were the ones that Mildred, Montague's wife, installed in their house as a way for her to escape, right?
Yeah, she's so ignorant of the world around her and its problems that she considers them family. This gave her a sense of fulfillment without leaving the house.
I think it was also because it is so interactive and a huge part of people's everyday life. To be part of the drama, Mildred is given roles and scripts.
It shows that Mildred has a stronger connection to the parlor characters than her husband. She doesn't care that these walls are worth 1/3 of her husband's salary. She only cares for herself and her happiness.
I agree. These walls basically became a replacement for any real-life human connections. Haha, so your dad's like Mildred right now?
I definitely hope that's not the case.
Me too. If we continue to overly depend on technology, this is how our society might end up.
Yeah, I think the crippling communication really depends on the world that we're brought into.
I read an article from the Search Engine Journal, and they said that getting sucked into the digital world, for example, your phones, can have a detrimental effect on your communication skills.
Speaking of communication skills, have you ever felt the absence of human bonds recently?
Yeah, for sure. I've seen lots of different articles and heard a lot about families feeling like strangers because they felt so distant from each other.
Oh, wow. I think it also might be because like a lot of them communicate through their screens rather than talking face to face.
According to an article called Surviving Toxic Technology, talking through messages and cell phones have caused people to be isolated from other people, their communities, and the rhythms of their own bodies. I'm pretty sure it's also shown in Fahrenheit 451, too, right?
Of course. The absence of human bonds is highlighted at the beginning of the novel when Montague finds out that Mildred overdosed in their house. But oddly, he realizes that even if she had died, he wouldn't have felt any sorrow.
Yeah, this lack of human connections, which are so important and fundamental, is being lost because they keep isolating themselves from their communities and their families.
It's also mentioned that the general mindset of most people in Fahrenheit 451 is to be independent, and even if one's spouse is to die, one is expected not to cry, but get married again and not think of them.
So even marriages, legally bond relationships, are incredibly shallow. It really highlights the expectations of their society to hide their own emotions.
These examples can also connect to how today's teenagers have become so antisocial and adults are growing more reliant on their technology.
Yeah, instead of talking to each other, they all walk around with their AirPods in.
Wasn't there something similar to AirPods in the novel?
Yep, the seashells that Mildred constantly used.
I remember. She always had the seashells in her ear and used them to drown out the background noise.
Ultimately, due to the seashells, Montague and Mildred's relationship was affected because they were continuously being separated by Mildred's usage of the seashells.
I can see that. It probably took away their communication and their interaction with each other.
Do you know what technology does? According to a study of children with internet addiction disorder, it reduces the cognitive control areas of the brain.
So that's why Mildred wasn't the best interactor, because she doesn't know how to. Speaking of control, did you hear about the big dog robot founded by Boston Dynamics? They're controlled by humans and they control their logo motion, sensors, and their communication too.
I did. I saw the videos. It was so creepy. But Fahrenheit 451 also had some crazy inventions like that, like the mechanical hound.
Oh yeah, honestly, I was surprised. I would think that these type of inventions would be created more in the future because the mechanical hound was used to hunt down intellectuals in their society and those working against the government, right? It really shows how people became so over-reliant on technology to perform their own tasks.
But this also shows how clever artificial intelligence can be.
I agree. It also shows how the government manipulated technology by creating it as a watchdog for society and does their work for them. It really shows an insight into the future and how society can be controlled.
It impacts our society so much. We made some pretty major strides replacing actual living creatures like dogs. Do you know what's scarier? That we aren't far from replacing humans.
I think Sophia the robot is an excellent example right now. That really shows that we're not too far off from a society where people are going to be replaced by robots. Sophia's pretty convincing, I would say.
We're going to take a short break now and use this time to tell you about the brand new innovative product that you all need.
The Parlor Walls 2000!
Are you sick and tired of your annoying family?
Yes.
Wanting to get away from all responsibilities?
Yes.
Irritated by fresh air and the blinding death rays?
Yes.
Well, for only $2,000, you can make all these problems disappear and install the Parlor Walls 2000.
With our innovative technology, you can interact with characters in many different scenarios.
Make new friends and lifelong connections through our Parlor Walls.
Again, only $2,000 for a lifetime free of accountability and full of happiness.
And we have a limited time offer. Receive a brand new pair of seashells with the purchase of the Parlor Walls 2000.
Remember, rid yourself of obligation and install your Parlor Walls 2000 today. Call 451-200-024 to finally be free.
Again, call 451-200-024 today.
Now, I have a question. With all of these inventions, can technology affect people's physical health?
Well, we have shown examples of how technology has restricted our human connections. It has also restricted people from exercising and enjoying nature.
Right. Technology has sidetracked people from thinking and caring about their physical health.
The University of South Carolina did a study recently and found out that sitting behind the wheel or the TV screen has a 64% greater chance of heart disease mortality.
To put it into simpler words, technology has stopped us from going outside and engaging in physical activities.
This is similar to Fahrenheit 451 because Mildred rarely went outside. She was too busy wasting her days away in her small room surrounded by walls giving off artificial light.
Clarice would be another great example. She enjoyed nature, but she was seen as different because others her age couldn't care less about the environment.
Yeah, most people, part of the society, were caught up in a fast-paced life controlled by technology. No one had time or interest to think about anything outside of their accustomed lives.
Now that we have highlighted the similarities, please try to stay connected to your community and yourselves.
Stay healthy and take care of your mental and physical health.
And remember, technology has helped us in many ways, but it can also be detrimental to society.
All right, I think that's everything we have to say about technology in Fahrenheit 451 and modern day.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe to the Daily Tech Discussion. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Jasmine.
And we're
logging off.